Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Web Nexus Effect. I'm your host, Tony Lontis, and joining me soon will be CEO of Web Nexus, David Bright Livingstone. Now, each and every week, we've been having wonderful conversations about lots of different aspects of the latest technology, and today is no different. But before we get on with the show, just a reminder, if you're listening live on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter, don't forget to give us a big shout out, subscribe, like, and share this around. David shares wonderful bits of knowledge about the technology that you would be interested in each and every week. If you've missed any of this show series, don't forget that you can catch up on Binge Networks USA and the Tony TV channel app available on Roku, LG, Samsung, and smart TVs across the world, as well as our own network, Everyday Women's Network TV. And just a reminder, we have a special on at the moment that gives a coupon for 3 months for the price of one. And you will find the link to those coupons to use them to subscribe to Everyday Women's Network in the information attached to this interview. Now, each and every week, we do something that is particular for Australians, and that is called a Welcome to Country. And it's part of an international movement that acknowledges the special and important role our Indigenous communities play in the development of our cultural identity. So today I want to respectfully acknowledge the people of the Yugambeh language region, the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and broadcast, and pay my respects to the elders past and present and all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders here listening today or watching us in replay. So this is the seventh in a series of eight shows with the wonderful CEO of Web Nexus, David Livingstone. Now, before I introduce David again, just a reminder, David's company is producing and delivering digital products, and he is considered a digital product architect, and his solutions include e-commerce applications from B2B to retail to groceries and anything in between. He's also an expert in VOD, video on demand, and OTT and live streaming platforms, and his team builds the complex architecture that makes up these platforms that we are all getting very familiar with. He also does a lot of work with the transport industry, and for the last 4-5 years has been developing, testing, marketing, and analyzing the global markets, and has gathered together some of the finest global experience in different verticals in all the industries we've talked about. David and the team look after clients across the US, the UK, Australia, Singapore, Nigeria, Oman, Paris, and everywhere in between, including across India. And it's been a fantastic experience so far talking to David each and every week. And I want you to remember that you can reach out to David on his contact details, which you'll find attached to this interview, on WhatsApp, Skype, phone call, and email. Now, welcome back to the show, David. I know that you've been traveling all over the planet in the last little while, and you're feeling very grateful that you've had a couple of days at home and a bit of a break from all that travel. And as we said before we jumped on the show today, India is a big country, isn't it?
Definitely. Like, it's really very big. Like, you have the north to south range is around 3,000 plus kilometers. So if you have to go by, if you have to give a try to drive by, so you definitely have to be driving for 3 days. I mean, at least two days plus on a continuous stretch of about resting by the night. So it's wow. Like, and the west to east stretch is the same. Like, it's again 3,000 plus kilometers. The terrains are like with mountains in the middle. Yes. Like, the top of the country is having mountains, the bottom is having mountains. And I mean, it's like a very diversified, like in the western part of India is like very hot desert. Mm-hmm. East is full of trees with very greeny. You cannot see a place without green cover in the eastern part of India, which is like hilly region. Yes. Yeah, so it's like a diversified country, and it is very, very vastly, like it's so vast, so big actually. And traveling in India is like really great.
Yeah, you're traveling all over the place to meet clients and help them with the technology that WebNexus supplies. India is really developing rapidly, isn't it, David?
Yeah, definitely. So there's adding to this now, they're definitely India, the people who are from India originally, like they were now, like last week I had a message coming from somebody in the US. So he was from Atlanta, and he sent me a list of people who is a CEO of large big tech companies, tech company, banking, finances and everything. So there's over like 30, 40 people. The companies which we know on a regular basis, yes. Google, Microsoft, Twitter. So everything is like headed, the CEOs are from India. So it is like that guy told, like, why do you guys like just occupy all the spaces, give something? So that's, I'm not sure. Maybe they would have put like 12 hours of work or 14 hours of work, just like what Elon is doing on his basis. Like he's not sleeping at all. Elon Musk doesn't sleep.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, I told these guys, like, we just put a lot of work on that one. We just focus on that. Maybe that could be the reason. And the education system, I would say, like, added to that.
Yes.
So the education system, because
education system's really good in India now, isn't it?
Yeah. So when we have a kid, so if I'm an Indian and if I have a kid here, so what I am supposed to do with my kid is, like, I have to give the kid a proper education up to 12th grade, and then 12th grade education should be like from kindergarten to the 12th grade, it should be mandatory by the parents, and the college graduation is also mandatory by the parents. So parents have to, I mean, here it is a pride that their student is doing great in the grades in schools, the classrooms, and their school students are studying, graduating from Indian Institute of Technology, or maybe the BIT, the BITS Pilani, BITS Institute of Technology. So it is like, those people like are really the younger people, like the people who are in grade one, or the worksheet that you see can be compared to the people who are studying, doing the grade four or grade five. It's like they are taught with push and pull. What's a push? The first grade students learning what's a push and what's a pull. What are the types of materials? Kind of material transform, like? So how does a steel behave? How does a ceramic behave? How does a glass behave? So how does a sponge behave? Can you bring back the shape in a sponge? Can you bring back a shape when you break a glass? So they are teaching all these things here, and that is very practical, very practical. They show them the practical education, and education is must. People cannot skip the education. So it is a very strict form of thing here, so people have to go through that grades, and so that I think, like, the education coupled with a lot of hard work and the reverence to the older siblings or the older people have been a part of India, and that is what it has been like moving up the guys who are in the tech space or wherever they are. So these guys, companies like under 40, Twitter for CEO was like, he's close to 40 now. So he's CEO of Twitter. But something like that. So education is really a good thing. The growing up in India is really good thing. So it's like catching up. So I mean, they are going up in all the spaces.
Absolutely.
You see, added to all these feathers, like all these things, there's a feather in the cap. I can say, the British is ruled by an Indian now.
As they should have been all the time anyway, but I digress.
So you have got an Indian origin prime minister for the British.
Yeah,
today he's the prime minister of British today, the Rishi Sunak.
So, fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a prime minister, and it's like a cheerful moment for, I mean, I'm not just boasting about India, but what has happened behind this one, like there's a learning for everybody. It's not about like growing up, it's about how do we grow up, like what is the discipline that we bring into the system. That's what I'm trying to convey here. It's not about India, it's not the Indian system, Indian the people are occupying, no, not that's not going to work out, because that's going to only create a separationist movement. So that's utterly non-societal element. If you're going to tell, okay, Indians are doing great and good, no, I don't say that. But anyone who is having the value in him, like education,
hard work and education, yeah.
Those are the fundamental things here. So that was what I'm referring to, like everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And it's evident in working so closely with you and the team, David, at Web Nexus, it's very evident that hardworking and focus on education and focus on solution and problem solving, which kind of leads us into, we've been doing this whole journey about the services and products that Web Nexus provides for their global clientele. And this week we're talking about platforms. So David, for those of us that aren't so technically orientated, what is a platform in technical terms?
Okay, a platform, you can say like the platforms, maybe you can call platforms as synonymous to something. So generically platforms can be like a Node.js platform or a PHP platform or maybe like an e-commerce platform or an OTT platform, Word platform. So what platform are you building a business in? So it can be a technology, it can be a solution, it can be denoting. So it can be denoting all these things, a technology, a solution, or maybe a path that we take on the progress. So there are multiple technological platforms that we can have in one software. So for example, we might have Android platform to on a Word system. We can have iOS platform on a Word system. We can have a Flutter platform on a Word system. Mm-hmm. So it is like a mix of, like, to me, when I put meaning to that word platform, synonymous to all these technological terminology that we have. So when we consider platform,
it's like a collection of things, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a collection of technologies and programs that make something on the internet do something we want it to do.
Yeah, so it is like a collection of. So when you use different platforms, you can provide easily the services to the people who are using that platform. For example, iOS devices use Apple platform. So the iOS platform, Apple devices use iOS platform. So when you leverage that technology, that platform to your advantage, by building software, which is in Swift language. So we call Swift as a language. So Swift language, so when you use Swift to leverage the platform, so you can just go to, we can make a channel available in the Apple platform, I mean iOS platform, then cater to those people. Android, we can then use the, for Android, then we can use this Java or Kotlin. There's something called Kotlin now. So you can leverage that one, and then when you use that one, you can cater to the people, those who are in that particular Android platform. So Android mobile, platform using Androids can be catered to. So this is like, you can do all these things when you are capable of leveraging all those technology. And so what we build, the applications is like, we build on Java, Kotlin, Swift for the mobiles. And then like we go into the Node.js, Laravel in the backend for the web platform. And then like there are a whole lot of other things like FFmpeg system for the transporters and other things to take place. So it's like a whole lot of things which we can leverage, we can use to cater to the people who are going to consume our contents.
So David, you can actually recommend solutions and platforms to companies based on the particular thing that they want. So let's use e-commerce, because we've talked a lot about e-commerce, but that e-commerce solution can be built with different sorts of technology to suit that particular company. So can you give us some examples, David?
Yeah, so when an e-commerce platform is built, so if somebody is looking for an e-commerce platform, first thing we have to consider is like, what is the depth of the product? I mean, what is the depth of the product that they are going to put in? And what's the depth of the business? What is the depth of the business, rather, we can say like...
how many products do they have?
Yeah, products do they have? What are the kinds of ideas the business want to have? Because when you consider e-commerce, it can be a lean, straight system where you can put your product, integrate your payment gateway, get orders and sell that one, and you can do some manual jobs and get it done. But there are systems which is sophisticated, which is like connecting that the ERP to the vendor dashboard, to the vendor shop. So, and to the vendors, like, for example, to the suppliers thing, and then the warehousing things, logistics, the efficiency operations in the logistics has to be calculated. When you have all these complex system integrations and then automatic payments to payouts to the vendors, the commissions management and all those stuff. So when you have all these things in place, so then there's a different thing to be considered, I mean, platform to be considered. So it is the requirement from the business owner, his depth of idea. If for example he's going to say like, okay, David, I'm just going to start an e-commerce business, I don't have a lot of idea, but I want to start it, I definitely know I can cater my product to these people, I just want to start with. So there is a solution, there is a platform for that kind of people as well. So when somebody's asking to say, okay, I need a very mature product, I'm going to be a very mature business, going to have a very mature business in e-commerce, so do you have a product? Yeah, definitely there's a platform. There's a system for that one. So we have to design the system like that. There are solutions in the market which can do all these things. But when you have, we spoke about microservices when you run. So when we don't run a solution on a microservices based architecture or the platform or system. So what happens when one thing breaks down, the entire system comes to halt on the moment. And you keep the upgrading of the solution is going to be a problem when this is going to be happening. So that's why I consider like the platform is going to be, it's not platform dependent, it's business idea dependent. So
yes.
we can use any platform, remove any platform on the due course of the business. But what is the business idea?
Yeah, you want to make sure that it's going to be the best solution for that particular business. Mm-hmm. And
so
that's,
for example,
Yes, go on, David.
Yeah. So if that is going to be happening, I'm sorry to interrupt
there. It's okay.
But it's like going on a floor. So if for example, let's take somebody who is going to do it on a pan, for example, pan US based or pan India based or an Australia based. So if he's going to put in billions of dollars, then he has to be really having the inventory, the order management, the customer management, the warehousing management systems, the vendor management system. Then he have to have the commission management, coupons. So and this has to be matured. Like there are so trivial, smaller things, as trivia are there, interconnected. And how do you do this? Can we do this in PHP? Like when this particular thing is told, like, okay, I need all these things, order platform, order products, these X, Y, Z features are needed. That's what the bigger picture of mine is going to be looking like. Then we go into the inside each of these things. So, and then we frame the features of what is that he's needing in the product management. What is that he's going to need in the order management section? So when we go into the order management section, so okay, like if there is 100 vendors, so if there is 100 vendors, if the customer is going to order a product, a couple of products from two or more vendors on a single order, how is that going to be split into?
Yes.
So yeah, should that be like you are one vendor and I'm going to be the second vendor? One customer is ordering, and your product and my product are in that order of the customer. So the customer to a customer, it is like one order. To me, it's like. To me, it's like
multiple bits
multiple
to that
order.
One order.
Multiple bits. So how do you segregate that one? And but still, the customer is going to see that as one order. So do you need that field system? So all these smaller things, like it's going to add on and add on and add on. Mm-hmm. So and when we see on that final end output and a system, so we will see like different things. So for this, like what technology? Okay, it's going to be JavaScript. You need to use JavaScript as a platform. So in JavaScript, what can you use? Like, so what are the maximum things that we can leverage? Okay, we have Node.js as a backend system, which is really fast growing now. And then what does that happen? Then you have Angular.js on the front end, which is like, again, fast growing. A lot of libraries there are React.js. So there is a lot of JavaScript systems, and they are really faster.
Ah.
And you can and Microsoft building as them as a microservices using microservice infra on a microservice infrastructure is really also easier compared to different things like when you use Laravel or CodeIgniter or something. These are CodeIgniter, Laravel, so the frameworks in PHP, but that is all okay to build a very small applications. But when we go into a larger application, the larger scale, we need to segregate a larger to smaller chunks. So then we have to consider all these things into effect. So we need library, we need pre-existing library, we need the fast-growing technology, we need the fast-growing solution, which is in the market, larger community base in the market to consider something on. So these are the factors that we need to consider on a daily basis or on a basis when we evaluate a product which we are going to use there for our business. So that is where I say like it is business dependent rather than platform. We adapting the business for our platform. It is platform going to get adopted to the business and the scale up to the business requirements and the level. So that is what it is all about.
David, that's one of the best things about working with you and the team at WebNexus is that vast knowledge bank that you and the team have to actually customize to a particular client's business company. That's the beauty of working, whereas some of the other tech providers, they provide a ready-made solution and there's no option for customization. And that's one of the things that WebNexus does really well is that whole customization to make sure that it works specifically for the business and the company what they're building. And that's where your team really does a lot of that work in making sure that the solution that you deliver works based on what they want it to do and how they want it to do it. David, we can't talk about this space of platforms without talking about OTT and video solutions for businesses. So can you tell the audience for me, what is OTT? OTT, and why should businesses and companies know and understand the value of video and all these types of content delivery systems?
Okay, so anything over the, any content which is put over the internet or an application which is put over the internet is called as OTT.
Yeah.
And in that, like, VBOD is an OTT system. So that we call VBOD as an OTT. WhatsApp is an OTT application. So Telegram is an OTT application. So when we speak, I'm just going there in specific to VBOD system, the video systems. Because like video is a phenomena which is catching up,
rapidly.
Yeah, rapidly. And when you have especially the growth of this internet, the speed of this internet, which is seamlessly connecting people across the globe, and you don't need to have to travel to do a meeting to get a contract signed and things happening. Just click a button. Yeah, click a button, send a link, and then you just get connected in a matter of a couple of minutes. The world is getting so closer to each other. So
wonderful.
Yeah, which is unbelievable and wonderful. We might not have believed this would happen 20 years before now.
No.
Nobody would have thought of this. Yeah, so this is like 20 years before now, even the wildest brain in the internet would never have, in the planet would never have dreamt that one day we would all be face-to-face. Yeah. Like doing all the conferences and a lot of people would be watching us on the internet. And that was like a distant possibility, but it was like, a lot of progress in internet space, a lot of progress in the telecommunications and the technology surrounding the internet was making this possible. And the companies like, which has made their bet on this internet thing has grown a lot compared to companies which is like not on the internet. For example, other companies which is there, not leveraging the latest technological trend, which is, you can compare companies like Twitter, Google, Yahoo, or maybe any internet company, the e-commerce companies, the growth of them, like they would have born 10 years back, but their growth is like, they're
phenomenal.
Fast, phenomenal, and no manufacturing industry, no chemical industry, no steel plant.
It's just tech. It's just tech.
Yeah, this is like you just have to have an idea which is going to be going crazy with the people, and if the people have to actually, people are going to accept it, you're the boss of the world, like a TikTok.
Yes.
It's just a matter of 5-year phenomenon. It's a 5-year phenomenon which we have now, like, and people are now celebrating TikTok as the number one, like, and the most highly used application. Than
I just read that TikTok is it's phenomenal growth, and the number of users and how video is just outperforming all other things.
Yeah, definitely. In if on an average, if we take like, if we have a 15-minute time or a 30-minute time, we averagely swipe up at least 70 to 80 videos. 70 to 80 videos. We swipe up at least 70 to 80 contents.
Wow.
30-minute session.
Wow.
So that means people are able to connect to 70 or 80 different content creators in a matter of 30 minutes. And that's like
phenomenal.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. So in TikTok, if people are able to spend 30 minutes, they used to see like 80 to 100, let's say, like it is like complete watching of 1 minute, 30 seconds, something like that video. I'm telling you all these statistics. So when people are having like 30 minutes and then like they are watching a video for 30 seconds, they can watch a lot of that. So it is like per minute, you can have 30, it's two videos. So which means like the content consumption, the video consumption is growing. People no longer are considering what is the bandwidth, what is the capacity, what is the GB I'm consuming down or download, what is that I'm downloading, is that 2 GB downloading limit or 5 GB? No, that's all remote. People have enough money to spend on the internet. Like they want their internet to be always on. They don't want to have a barrier in the internet. So they have 5 GB per day limit or maybe 10 GB per day limit. In India, like they have the minimum, the least gigabyte a person would have is 2 GB a day. So that's a whole lot for watching TikTok or YouTube on a even a person from the remote. Yeah. Even a person from the remote village would have that.
Amazing to think about, isn't it? Because again, this will show my age, but I remember dial-up where, you know, your internet was dialed through the phone line, so you couldn't actually make a call if someone was on the internet. And you remember that noise? That dial-up noise is foreign to kids these days. It's instantaneous for them. And going back to video in terms of companies and business, video, it comes in so many different, like you can broadcast, you can use it in education, in companies for orientation, like the breadth and width of what video, and you go from TikTok and 10, 15, 30 second videos to hour long interviews like David and I are doing. And that is all streamed over the internet, isn't it?
Yeah. So companies are leveraging all these platforms. It's true, really, what you have said here. So when we have videos like that, a 30 second video is the catcher, because normally people's attention scarcity is getting huge now. So we cannot have a 1 minute video now. Like, so people, what they do is like they chop the videos into 30 seconds or 1 minute, and then they put some background, nice BGM scores to that. The score, be it background music, is a pop or a rock, synth rock thing to the background of to somebody's talk. And they stop there for a while. When you put a bang, when it's opening up and the people stop by, and then they see, okay, and that's an attention grabber. So companies leveraging this video solution, when they have video communications, video solutions, they save a lot on other things. Like, let me tell you this one, like when we leverage this Zoom, which is a video communication tool, or maybe any other communication tool, just a communication tool, their meeting tool, we save the office power consumption, we save the office rental consumption. We hardly would spend $200 a year to $40 a year in Zoom, and that is going to be unlimited calls. You can do 24/7. You can catch up with anybody you want. And then, so what happens is like you can instantly, you don't need anybody to be coming to the office. So whereby you save the fuel, you save the time of the person, you save the energy, you save everything. The person can be at ease. Like he doesn't have to be in the honking in the traffic. Bomb traffic like that. So his traffic doesn't have to be like blowing him up, and then he come to the office exhausted by the time he's going to start the meeting. He's already exhausted and meetings are not going to be productive. And Zoom has given a lot of different options for that. So that is one tool like the companies are leveraging. And similarly, when you come to the video presentation, like when you have a OTT platform for the business, so what happens is like you can put a lot of recordings. And then you can show that it's an internal tool to the people. Then you can segment that to the users. Like, for example, if you have a company, which is going to be having a lot of teams. So, for example, product team, engineering team, X team, Y team, Z team. So like that, you have a different mobility teams and QA team. So when somebody wants to create a library of some communication things, and if I, for example, like, okay, you onboard a person who is going to support you for concentration, you definitely have to give them a direction. And you cannot give a direction for everybody as and when they join. So it has to be at once. And then you have to see the video has to be passed on to the people who are joining us. Joining the team. So what usually a company can do is like they can get a video on demand system or on demand video system. They can put all these contents there. They can give a login specific to a particular team. So if there is a team, they can access this particular video. Q&A, a team would have access the Q&A videos alone, libraries alone, and they'll have a whole lot of things there happening along with the other things like the content there. So it is like your communication has grown. You save a lot of cost on the trainers who is going to again go back to them and train them one on one and then like work. So this kind of video on demand system, you think of any business, it is really needed for today, because video people are no more reading content. Like I believe so, because nobody wants to read any book a page long.
Just want to watch someone tell you things.
They want to watch somebody something, and then they will have to. They think they can repeat it. Even the students, like they don't do that. Like they listen to a video who just speaks something about the books. Like for example, what I was doing when I was doing an exam is I was listening to a podcast to write an examination. Recently, I had an examination done for myself.
Yeah,
I was putting on gear. I don't want to take the book and read. I was just very. Reading a book was like, okay, I love reading books. I have a Kindle in my bag.
Yeah.
But the easiest way is like, okay,
when listening.
Listening. When I'm on the drive, like, okay, I want to listen something now. So let me listen this one. So listening is growing a lot. And watching is growing a lot. Listening is growing a lot. So that is what the on-demand systems are going to help us on. So businesses should be... Businesses should be leveraging this as an option to continue growing, and the efficiency will be growing, because your half the cost of office space would be cut, fuel cost would be cut, the trainers cost would be cut. You can think like if you want to ever save on anything, you can save on all these friends using an on-demand system, and that's an investment. It's not an expenditure when you make a more on-demand system.
And David, the technology is there for anyone to launch their own practice. Platform, particularly around video on demand, and that's a big part of what WebNexus and the team does, is deliver these video on demand platforms that are applicable to companies, brands, shopping, the creativity around video platforms is enormous, isn't it?
Definitely. So it is not company specific. It is about like if they are in different businesses, even if they are in different businesses, it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah.
Somebody can jump in. Like, if they have a video instruction to be shared, they can have. And especially a company which is having over 100 people, 200 people working on their organization, they definitely need some video communication tools. On-demand video communication tool, not just tool which we all speak live face to face. it has to be an on-demand communication tool, so it can be, people can just watch it over and again and again and again. It can be a travel industry. So you if you are a travel industry, you might have an offline office. People coming into an office, they wanted to see like what are the you can think like this way. What are the destinations that you make your packages available on?
Yeah.
Where you might even put a destination videograph on your TV. One office might play a destination of a Queensland. One may be a Gold Coast. One may be like Canberra, Victoria. So it's like that. It's like one of these. But and these all can be playing from one video on demand system.
Absolutely. And that same system, David, can deliver built-in marketing tools, can't it? So tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely. So it's going to be built-in. Marketing is vital. So the question is really phenomenal. Awesome. I believe this question is really important. So because marketing is really, really important. So if we are going to be building a video on system, demand systems, and it is going to be for external consumption. For example, if we are looking for our subscribers or customers or somebody who are going to consume our content, like then this is going to be very much important for us. So in that case, what I suggest is like to have a strong marketing system in place. So when we have a marketing system, as in like the basic marketing systems should be taken care of. One is the back end. When you see the back end, like you should be able to customize your meta title, the meta description.
Yes.
The title, the meta keywords, and then the
and your tags,
header tag, the body tags. So all these tags has to be customized. So Google Analytics should be able to be put up inside the system.
Yeah.
So you can measure what is the performance of the solution and so on. So it is like a whole bunch of all these systems and solutions and information has to be in place. So you ensure that your marketing, this system is ready for the marketing. And this is not just limited to that, but the content which is like not just a video, but the content, the type of content format should be also be placed in the system. That is the greatest marketing tool.
Because you can actually tag the video with keywords that are going to drive people to that particular video as well.
Yeah, definitely. So when you have content, I'm just going one step before. So when you have the content of the video. What you can do is like you can transcribe your video. Like when we have something here, there could be an audience which are a person who might not be able to hear, but he's good at reading. Yeah, he would like to read that one at that particular point of time. Maybe he would have been impaired for the hearing. So he might be able to listen, or maybe somebody's at the office, so he wanted to just read instead of listening.
Yeah.
So there are different scenarios too. So in that case, like you can put the transcript of that entire video in the bottom of the page. And that what does is like Google goes and reads that entire transcript. And that is a great marketing solution as well. And then going to the related video section. So as you told, like that's again a cross promoting thing. Like when you have a video which is coming up and you want to have that promoted, you can have that link to the highest viewed video in the platform, the video on demand platform, and then we can show that to the people. So it is going to be, it's going to be that way. So it is like a marketing. It's going to be a different kind of marketing. It's going to be like a lot of different. So acquisition based marketing, behavior based marketing, conversion based marketing. So
there's a lot, isn't there?
Yeah, that's a lot of things. So acquisition-based marketing is what, for the first three I told, meta title, keywords, the descriptions, and the meta keywords. So these are the acquisition-based. The behavior-based is going to be on the cross.
When do they watch? How often do they watch? How long do they watch?
Yeah, so the behavior is going to be on that one. So we have to be identifying the behavior, and we have to direct their behavior as well. Like, for example, okay, these guys can come into my platform, enter this page, and go into the next video on this page, and then go into that next video, that page, and then he's going to get converted before he's going to go off my video. So that is that's how the behavior has to be mapped in the video. And then going back to the conversion, so this behavior optimization has to lead into the conversion side of the business. So the conversion, that's where the actual sales happen. So a video on demand system has to be capable of doing all these things.
Yes.
So that is where the monetary benefit will be coming into flow. So for example, season, I mean, if you take a video on demand platform that we have built, we have got series and episodes, and in that series, you'll have one in a series of eight video, or one in a series of eight or four as free, and the rest seven as paid. So if somebody is watching the first one and they are interested, they can watch that for free, and the rest of the eight can be someone is charged it. And they can start the subscription if you're giving it that as a subscription thing, so they can start subscription using the rest of other things. So these are some of the ideas, like the pay-per-view. You can then say like a video, a trailer is free, then you can charge the main video for.
The monetization of your videos is a great subject, David. And how people can monetize their videos is also very interesting. So, for example, you can have a video on demand platform that is free or is for subscribers. And even if you have a platform that has subscribers, you can still have content that they can access, but there might be special content, special videos, special workshops that might be pay-per-view. So these platforms have multi-pronged capacity for monetization, don't they, David?
Yeah, so it is definitely a multi-pronged monetization model is an S, because today, like in a household, like let's come into the traditional system always, like so in a household, like when a father was working like 30 years back or 40, 50 years back, it is enough that the father is just working and the mother can be homemaker.
Yeah,
that was like how it was evolving 50, 60 years back. It was that I remember still in India, the my father's and my when at the time of my mother, or maybe the generation before that, the wife were like, the women were all homemakers, no working women. Like it is very less than 1% of the population is working women. And now what happened is like that's changed slowly to 10%, 12%. And I think like today, at least 40 to 50% of the women who is getting married wanted to go for a work or a job, run their family. So it is bidimensional monetization for the family system. Similarly, when we wanted to succeed in a business environment, we need to have a multidimensional business money making machine which is readily equipped for us. So that is, and when we speak of the VOD system, just linking it to all this history. So the evolution, it is very much necessary.
Yes,
not to have a lot of monetization capabilities embedded into one platform. So it has to be a video on demand system where you can give subscription based video on demand or a pay per view based or give one video free and then the rest of the videos charged. Or maybe like you can give onboard vendors and then the partners can upload their videos and you can get commission for their videos.
Yeah.
So commission based system. And then, like what we can definitely think about is you bring in channels to the system. Like for example, you can bring in TV channels into the system, and then charge for you can give the platform for rent to that particular TV channel, and say like for example, I am having like 500,000 viewers or 1 million viewers per month or per day. Like I'm getting like 500,000 views. So would you like me joining in my platform? My platform fee is like this XYZ dollars. So would you like to join my platform? And by putting in, like, you can put all your on-demand contents, your live TVs, your series episodes, you can also put all these things.
So and you can stream in live, or the capacity of these new platforms is immense, David.
Yeah, so you can do all these XYZ features, and we give all these features for you. So, I mean, this is one more monetization feature. So it is like, so when we speak on the monetization, all these monetization features are going to be adding up the value for the business owner who is going to spend a lot of money in upfront to get this done. And it's like a physical store. Things cannot happen on a day one when we just started, or okay, tomorrow when we start something and something, the patience is going to give us the reward back. So we need
I was just going to say, you've got to be a bit patient, particularly if you're building a subscription based platform, because it takes some momentum and people to get to know you and get to know the sort of network that you have, And it does take a while, and you do have to be patient, don't you?
Yeah. So, I mean, definitely I agree on this. Business owners have to be, I mean, that's what it differentiates from the people who are working for a company, from the people who are running the company. The people who run the company have to be more patient, more careful, more thoughtful than the people who are working on a company. Because, and if you want to make money instantly, go for a job rather than to business. Yes. If you run a business, like, okay, be patient, but it is going to be rewarding your entire lifetime.
David, if you're thinking about a subscription OTT platform, in your experience, how are some of the ways that the owners of those platforms have driven subscriptions or subscribers?
Subscribers are driven through, like, if I say, they're building communities first. They're building communities. So the community building is a good thing, because when you know, like, what your community needs, and when you are able to deliver that value back to the people as what they want, then the subscription building is going to be easy job. Because when you have a sample of, I mean, for that to be building a community, today, like, social media platforms help a lot. Like, for example, Facebook has got private groups. So Facebook, where you can bring in the people who are like-minded, and you can ask them to come into the platform, and they can be a beta tester on your platform. So you can say, okay, I'm going to only have 200 beta testers to my platform, and I'm going to give my subscriptions $4.99, $4.99 a month, or maybe for 3 months. You can test the platform, and you can suggest me any talk
Tell
shows.
Us what's,
and,
what,
so I have people in this area. So what does that need? And I have taken interviews with these people in these areas. So maybe, like, if people are going to like some of that thing. So when a reply is coming from a couple of those people, or maybe 3, 4, 5 people like that, when we catch those interviews and put it on a platform, they're going to come and jump in, and they can, because it is like, if you see, like, the spiritual gurus, like, the spiritual gurus, they, what they do is, like, they when you have a video of that spiritual guru in the platform, these people are going to come and watch that. There are some audience for that spiritual. There are some audience for technology profile. There are some audience for different profile. So these people join that for that. So what I'm saying is, like, it is very much a necessity. So when getting into a subscription model, understanding what our audience would like, and taking one step at a time. Like, one might like spirituality, one might like horror, one might like a person from a different
crime, nature.
Spirituality. So some might say, Tony, why not you do a trekking in the mountain and shoot a video and put in that one? So it's like the wildest, wildest thing. So we might, like, have a close community about maybe, and if we might say, like, even a church would have, in church, like, we give tithe, like, you know, the people give tithes to the church, or the offering to the church, maybe to the God, they give to the God, and then it goes to the church, but that doesn't come to them straight away. It just,
that's in right.
The, like, they build, the speaker builds momentum in the people, they build the rapport itself. So the same way the OTT is also going to, the video on demand platform is also going to function. The relationship building between the platform and the people is so much vital to make subscription flowing back to us. So we need to we need to be able to give them the relationship, first handshake to them, lend our first hand to them, and give the hand so they can catch our hand, give a handshake to us. So what is that value that we are going to pass to the people, and what is that? So that's what I believe as a video on demand solution owner who is going to own a video on system platform, they need to do that to get back into the system. So they have to make.
David, before we run out of time too, WebNexus creates lots of apps that are linked to these platforms. So using our very own example, Everyday Women's Network is a platform. It's available online, but it also comes with an app for your iPhone, an app for your Android, and we're going to build apps for smart TVs so that anyone, anywhere around the globe, can connect with that network in a very easy fashion. So if it's an app on your iPhone, just go to the App Store, download it, and you've still got access to all that content, but you might be traveling or you might be visiting, and it doesn't necessarily have to be from your TV. It can be from your phone, laptop, wherever. David, why do you consider having an app as an important part of your platform or platform solution?
Yeah, again, it is like same like the previous answer to the previous question. So I draw value from that. So it is like, what value do you give to your customers?
Yeah.
We have to be like in the place where our customers are, where our customers are going to be liking us. If you need to catch the home audience, or the homemakers audience, or the old elderly people, are the school-going children, or maybe the, so you need to be on the TV.
Yes.
So TV is important. If we are going to be on the web alone system, so the web part of it, we will be limited to the tech people. So, and if we are going to catch on the, if we are going to be on the mobile apps, we are going to be on the people who are commuting a lot.
Yes.
So the commuters who are commuting back and forth, we might be catching their that audience system. And then the iPhone audience, the light people, they light. So the people who would like to spend a lot, that's what I term them as. So
fair enough.
But you've
got to be able to, in having a platform, it's about reaching all different generations of people where they're hanging out. So, and that means phones, laptops, computers, smart TVs, like in all those different places, there's all different generations of people, and you need lots and lots of content to satisfy all of those generations.
Yeah, definitely. You need to have a lot of, because homemakers, the office goers, their thought would be different. The children in the home, their thought would be different. The elderly, their thought would be different. So it's like which audience network are we just focusing at the moment? So to whom we are going to give the value to? So we cannot be a master of all. I mean, that's not going to work at all. Even though like we have a lot of versatile technological operations and options to be available, we have like a team of close to 100 now. So, but what I see is like to go deeper really into something, we need to be on one thing or a couple of things or maybe three things. If you say, give me an option to build a software, I can do the software building, architecting and everything.
Yes.
But then we cannot be the master of that. So, I mean, similarly, what I'm telling is like, I'm just accepting the fact truth to that extent, because like as a business owner, the business owner can be like stepping in multiple shoes at the same time and then get to say, oh my God, this is too much for me. Why did I do this business now? I just have not been into this. This is, I had the wildest mad drama dream in that time. Just in that,
David, I've been there many times. Why did I think this was a good idea? And then you'll have a chat to someone and you'll go, okay, I know why this was a good idea. David, before we run out of time, I need to make sure that people know where to connect with you. Now, obviously, WebNexus has an amazing website with loads of info on it, but also where else can people find you and connect with you and ask you questions about anything that we've talked about today?
Okay, the best thing is like the email. JV.Nexus.com, but I'll also give my Skype, which is like very personal to my office colleagues alone. I don't share that, but
we can put David's contact details also in the details of this show.
Yeah, so I'll give my Skype as well. So maybe to reach much quicker, I'm on the Skype as well.
Yes.
Then like the WhatsApp, like I'm on a WhatsApp in different numbers, a
Yeah.
couple of numbers I have, so which I carry here. One is a US number and then another one is an Indian
Yes.
number. So I'm available on that one for any quick chat. So or otherwise, like generally, if any general queries has to be addressed and if it can be addressed, given to the team. So I'm
Yes.
also the team can much take
I was
that
just
if
going to
I
say,
need.
David and the team are incredibly
Yeah.
responsive to any questions you might have. So even if you don't get to David directly, one of the team will respond to you really
Yeah.
quickly. Yeah.
Yeah, we might have give the say the team members email the say the these the support email. So somebody wanting to
Yes.
have a support from anybody of us, anyone of us, like they can just write to that email and get into any one of us. And then the contact form on the website, webnexus.com, is also
Yes.
good to reach any one of us. Like there, that is a with that, like you can get into contact with any of these support staff.
And
Like
ask all sorts of questions, definitely.
we have a bunch of support staff that I
Great
can
team,
get.
yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So
David,
that.
I encourage everyone to reach out to WebNexus, even if you're just thinking about needing a solution for your brand or company. Reach out to David and the team at WebNexus. We will be back next week because we are almost out of time. And next week, we will be doing a complete roundup of all sorts of things that we've talked about over the course of this series. But that, my friends, is your lot for this week. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Tony.